are you a member of the Turtle Club?
There he is, Turtle Boy, on a Tuesday morning. And Turtle, there has been no shortage of discontent to discuss in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you turn, there have been issues and protests from national level to local level. And why don't we start out local, since that's where we live?
Yeah.
What is going on down in Maine South? I'm hearing rumblings of some disagreement between those who live there and those who want to tell them how to live there.
Exactly. So, you got this organization called the Maine South Alliance. Those of you not familiar with Worcester, Maine South is the worst neighborhood in Worcester, most crime-ridden, etc. And there's some good people there that a lot of people have, you know, left over the years, but some people have been fighting to keep that neighborhood, you know, somewhat crime, not crime-free, but, you know, contained.
Somewhat respectable and under control.
Right, a place to live.
All right.
All right. And their leader is named Billy Bro. He runs something called the Maine South Alliance for Public Safety. And
he's been in the area for a long time.
Right. And there was a murder 2 years ago in which a man who was here, undocumented, ended up killing someone.
Yeah.
He's in jail now. And when he gets out, he's getting deported. Okay. And so this kind of brought something up to him, and he's like, if people are here illegally and they're committing crimes, why are they still here? We should know this. Like, so he's not, he doesn't want to go around and find, you know, illegal immigrants everywhere. Like, it's not going to be like that. He just wants some sort of list of people that are here undocumented and have committed crimes. Because, you know, like you said before, like, if you have a big bag of coke in your car, all right, you don't speed. You go to speed limit, right?
If you're going to break the law, you're going to try to do so quietly without drawing attention to yourself.
I mean, so it seems pretty common sense, and he lives there, and so he obviously has a lot invested in the neighborhood, and that's his business, et cetera.
Right.
Naturally, then, they have a meeting last week, and a bunch of Clark people show up, and communists and stuff like that, and they're outside calling them Nazis and calling them Klansmen and all this stuff.
And they're doing this only because the residents of the area want to know who are the locals who are undocumented and are breaking major laws.
For safety.
Yeah.
You know, it's common sense that this is whatever. So, next thing you know, they go inside. This is a privately held place. They end up having to cancel the meeting because they're out of control and they're calling, you know, Nazis and all this stuff. And one woman is quoted in the paper. Her name's Andrea. Her last name, not even going to attempt to pronounce it because it's very long. It's Greek.
Right.
Okay. She tells him, when's the next Klans meeting? Okay. And she's a Clark student. So.
Now, as we know, over time, when the turtle hears something tossed into a conversation like that, the turtle then likes to dig and find out what's going on behind the scenes.
Because you don't do this. If you're some out-of-towner, you don't come here and you call a nice guy like Billy Bro, an activist. You don't call him a Klansman because you don't know him. Okay?
No, right, of course.
And, you know, who do you think you are? You're here temporarily. You're paying no taxes. You're here on a vacation, for crying out loud. You're getting a degree in gender studies. And then you're going to whine about all the debt you have afterwards. So anyway, we look her up. Turns out that she, her family moved here when she was a little girl, and her father has done very well for himself. And they now have.
And her father is an immigrant, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Greece.
All right.
And they have two homes. They got one in Dover, nice, lovely town. Mm-hmm. They got another one in Westwood, valued at $2 million. Okay, he owns a very successful business. And we looked into him a little bit more, Daddy, and we found out that Daddy donated $2,700 to the Trump campaign.
That's the max.
The maximum amount allowed.
For an individual, correct?
To Donald Trump. Okay. And
so apparently this individual is not particularly impressed with her upbringing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So Thanksgiving's going to be a little awkward. Okay?
Well, one would think so. But, I mean, let's keep in mind, it is often that a person's political renderings go 180 degrees away from where they were raised. I've seen that happen plenty of times.
I have seen that happen plenty of times. I just think it's kind of ironic that here you are raging against the machine and this and that, but you come from a family that
is apparently part of it.
Essentially.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
It's just like the idea that these people, like Billy Bro has been here for, I don't know, his entire life. I don't know how old he is, 50, 60 years old.
Right.
He'll be here for another 20, 30 years.
And how long is she going to be here?
She'll be gone, you know, on to the next
crusade. Another year or two. All right.
You know, saving the next place somewhere else. And that's what annoys me. Clark pays no taxes. They get away with this. They lead protests. They block streets. And if these people think they're going to keep getting away with this, we're going to keep calling them out.
Well, you know something? It's not the only craziness going on in college-related situations. There is more to discuss from other parts of Massachusetts we'll get to shortly. If you would like to join the conversation, you know you're always welcome. You can call if you choose at 508-799-PIKE. Perhaps it's easier for you if you text. Would it be? Well, we now have the in-studio text line. Hotline, where all you have to do is text into 508-799-7453. You can use that to drop in your opinion as to what's going on and be a part of the conversation this morning, or any day for that matter of fact. Let's take a break and check on news now by going to 100.1 The Pike, Worcester's Classic Hit Spring Clearwater Revival. It's 8:34 as we venture in on what looks like a pretty good Tuesday morning, as long as you're looking at it from the other side of a window where your side is the heated side. I mean, outside, we still haven't hit freezing here in the city, and the wind chills are going to be in the 20s at best all day long. Kind of hard to believe it's Thanksgiving the day after tomorrow. It's Turtle Boy, where we feast not on a turkey, but on the turtle's innermost thoughts. And Turtle Boy, I'm going to bring one to your attention, and I'm sure you're aware of this going on, this flap that's happening out in Amherst at Hampshire College.
Oh, my favorite school.
One of your favorite schools. We were talking about this earlier. As a matter of fact, maybe a little over an hour ago, I had mentioned the fact that there was at least one person on that campus unhappy enough about the results of the political election a couple of weeks ago that he or she took down an American flag and burned it.
Well, let's give a background, though, because the school put the flag at half staff. As a result,
was that done before it was burned?
Before, but that emboldened the people burned the flag.
I wasn't aware that came first. That's news to me.
They treated the results of a fair and democratic election as some sort of national tragedy. There's a strict flag code about when you put the flag at half staff.
Absolutely.
And you do not put it if your girl doesn't win the presidency. That's not a day of mourning. We don't.
I understand.
That.
So now the flag was burned.
Burned, correct.
They initially replaced it and then made the decision to pull all flags on the campus down, including the American flag, until they can sort the whole thing out.
It's triggering.
So I posed this question to our Pike faithful and actually got quite a number of text-in responses at 508-799-7453, almost universally saying the same thing, that they cannot understand what's going on. One who said, and I quote, shame on the school, put the flag back up, this is America, end quote. Another one who said, this is the stupidest thing to do. It is just nonsense and strengthens the blankification, I'd rather not use the word he used, of this great nation of ours. I'm proud to serve and wish others felt the same way I do.
Okay, that's wonderful, and I agree with them 100%, but these people obviously do not know Hampshire College, and they're not reading Turtle Boy nearly enough, because if you read Turtle Boy, you are not in the least bit surprised about this.
That doesn't mean you're not saddened or upset by it.
But it's just standard. I mean, this is the least surprising story I've ever heard. Let's do a quick review of what we know about this college. Okay?
Hampshire College in Amherst.
Okay, they've been on our radar for a few months now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is where Trigglypuff came from. Remember Trigglypuff?
I remember the story,
You know, these people that went to a conservative panel at UMass Amherst for the sole purpose of heckling the three people on stage because they did not disagree with them. They called them Nazis and all these other terrible words. And afterwards, after they were mocked nationally because their symbol became Trigglypuff, and if you don't know who she is, Google her.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
It's not hard to find.
All right? She's definitely not hard to find.
Stop that.
Yes. So afterwards, they played the victim, and they wrote to the University of Massachusetts, and they said, we demand an apology from the Republican Club for, you know, putting videos of us out there and violating our... It's like, you're in public.
Okay, hold on. Let me get this straight. So in other words, what the Turtle is asserting is that these people came to town to pick a fight. They got one, and now they're upset.
That's correct. Pretty standard, because they're always, always the victims. Everything's always going wrong with them. Okay, next thing you know, we write about it, and we get a letter from their lawyer. Okay, they have a lawyer who acts as the school, as the advisor for the entire school, and they go to her and they complain, oh, Turtle Boy's writing mean things about us. He's hurting our feelings. We need a safe space. Wow. And instead of being an adult and telling them, calm down, this is how free speech works, snowflakes, go back to class, they cancel all classes and they write us an email demanding that we cease and desist and take it down. Now, obviously, we just laughed at them, and we found the lawyer, and we ripped her apart. And every once in a while, we send her an email, and we say, still waiting on that lawsuit.
All right.
Right? Which isn't coming.
All right. Bring the temperature down. I see the redness appearing in the turtle's face. But what it all comes down to is a truism that we've known since the founding of this nation, and that's the fact that free speech is truly one of the most realistic double-edged swords that we'll ever know.
Yes.
Because if free speech gives you the freedom to express how you feel, it also legitimizes the person against whom you're railing to give his or her free speech, and it needs to be accepted equally.
Exactly. Well, they can't do that.
You can't have one-sided free speech.
You're wrong. And the fact that they're looking at this flag as some sort of symbol of hate speech, it's like, that's the least surprising thing in the world. I've actually heard this before, okay? But you don't give into it. You be the adult and you say, look at Snowflake. The colleges are the ones feeding this beast. They can put an end to this very easily.
Well, I've heard it said, and I think it's accurate regardless of what side of the political equation you're on, that the attitude that seems to prevail these days, especially that which is found at predominantly liberal-based colleges,
all of them,
is what's caused the Trump movement to occur in the first place. And the more it rallies against them, the more it's going to embolden those who believe what the president-elect Trump is talking about and planning on doing.
Yeah. So, like, is Hampshire College seceding? I mean, that's what this is, right? I mean,
seceding?
They're taking a flag down. Are they not a part of the country?
Well,
you know what I mean? It's like everybody's got a flag. Every major institution has a flag because it's like, yeah, we're part of this country. That's what you're saying. It's like, so you're not a part of, are you seceding? That's what I would like to know. Are you seceding from the union?
Well, it will be interesting to see if and when flag is restored.
Butthurtistan, okay, or something like that. Just so you know, Snowflake.
Stop it.
But it's true, though. I mean, give me a break.
Wow. It's 8:41 this morning on the Pike, a Turtle Boy Tuesday, clearly. 100.1 the Pike, Worcester's Classic Hits with ZZ Top at 8:53. Sunshine and only 31 in the city. Yeah, you got to be a couple of frozen puddles perhaps here or there. Might want to keep it in mind. And we are getting toward the latter portion of this morning's Turtle Boy Tuesday. But there is never, ever a shortage of things to discuss. It's more of a to be continued next time, I think, much of the time. And, you know, one thing that's been a bit of a sidelight of the ongoing social and political upheaval, to put it in one phrase, is this growing number of anonymous letters and or threats that often appear to be of some level of suspicious nature. Let me just leave it at that. Now, this first caught my attention, several days ago with that letter in Natick. You remember that one that arrived in somebody's mailbox?
Yep.
And the Turtle had a very interesting take on that, considering the notes. We all saw it. We saw how it was written.
We saw
how things were spelled. And I think you drew a conclusion from that.
Yeah, well, you noticed that the words like loser and of were spelt wrong, but neighborhood was spelled right, which was interesting because that's a harder word to spell. Okay, and that's the thing with these Trump hoaxes. They're all blaming it on Trump in the end. They call it the Trump effect. And all of a sudden, everyone's getting these letters. Okay, it wasn't happening before when everyone thought Hillary was going to win. Man. Now everyone's getting them all of a sudden, and they're definitely real. You cannot question them. They're 100% authentic.
The question becomes who actually wrote them.
Right. And, you know, a Trump supporter wrote them. Didn't you get the message?
Assumedly.
Yeah. I mean, who else would it be? He's spreading hate. Obviously, Donald Trump is behind this. Okay.
All right.
And this is what we are to believe, and the media has taken it all at face value, and they put it out there, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, you know, they share it, an example of it. Well, you know, a lot of these have been proven hoaxes. And even the media
doesn't like to investigate these things anymore.
Why, that's why Turtle Boy exists.
It's because mainstream media doesn't want to look into something that doesn't necessarily support the talking points that they're supporting, it seems. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't support the side of social justice warriors.
Oh, yeah.
And you just started to mention, it even happened out in Holyoke just the other day with the mayor.
He's openly gay. He has been for a while now. Mm-hmm. He's been the mayor for a little while now.
Right.
Young guy named Alex Morse. He gets a letter in his mailbox, evidently, and it's written actually in cursive, which is strange. It's actually the nicest threatening letter I've ever seen, he called it. Okay. And it said, like, I know about your, you know, quote unquote gay lifestyle, and you're going down. Now that could mean, you know, an election, we're gonna vote in the next guy, who knows? But he called it a threat. And he put it on his Facebook page, and he said, oh, this is Trump's America. You know, blames it on Trump. So, like, he has no idea who wrote this. It could have been him. It could have been one of his supporters trying to make Trump look bad.
And some have made the case that there are some, not all, but some striking similarities between this note and his own handwriting.
Yeah, we got a copy of a document that he had signed, because he's a mayor, he signed a lot of documents. And there's something very suspicious about the way Alex is written, okay? And Alex, you know, you would start it with a capital A, right? Like, if anybody out there who has a name that begins with the letter A, when you start signing your name,
you start with a capital A,
right?
Yeah, of course,
you know,
of course.
Well, Alex, on both the notes and on his signature, is with a lowercase A every time he signs something.
All right, but now that's
nothing.
Anecdotal evidence,
right.
But it doesn't specific. I mean, if we took this to a handwriting expert, are you going to say that handwriting expert would find enough similarities to?
I believe it would. That's just my theory. But here's the bottom line. We know. We're about as certain that he wrote this as he is that a Trump supporter wrote it.
Okay, so in other words, he has no proof, neither do you.
Yes.
It's a stalemate.
Two can play that game. But everybody, you know, because he's the mayor and because he's probably seeking higher office down the line, he's trying to make a name for himself, this gives him an excuse to now have a rally against hate the next day, which are, by the way, that's the new thing. Have you seen all these rallies against hate?
Rallies against hate.
Yes.
Where they flip over cars and set fires to prove their point?
But, you know, it's just where a bunch of people get together and they say feel-good things about, you know, we're against hate. As if anybody's for hate.
Yeah, I'm not really aware of anybody for
hate, it's like,
quote-unquote.
This is just what they do because that way they're taking, as if this is a side you take. Yeah, we're on the side against hate. It's like, newsflash, buddy, we all are, okay? We just have different views on how the government should function, but ultimately we're all against hate. Yeah. You don't get dibs on that.
Yeah, can we put this to rest and just
move on?
Can we
stop with the love Trump's hate thing? You guys just booed the vice president.
There are don't even get me started because we don't have time for that.
Love Trump's
hate. And maybe next time we get together, we're going to have to talk about how I've heard some saying that the new vacuum that's been created in the Democratic Party may be being filled by one of Turtle Boy's favorite individuals, Elizabeth Warren. More on that next time. In the meantime, of course, every Tuesday morning is Turtle Boy Tuesday. You can always find the Turtle online at turtleboysports.com. And I just have this feeling that by the time next Tuesday rolls around, there's going to be a whole new stack points to discuss. Am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the beauty of this business.
Does seem to be the trend.
Right?
And thank you for joining us, as always, Turtle Boy.
Thanks for having us.
And let's see what's going on with the...